So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, so little time, so many targets today. It's, my God, the Pope. Got to start at the head of the line. Have you seen the clip? And we'll play it for you if you have not, of Pope Leo. And it's a tell. I have two of them. One saying that I'm not pro-life because I'm for the death penalty. Would you like to debate, buddy? Your Holiness? Two, the Pope blessing this giant chunk of ice with these climate change maniacs. Giant block of ice, like 50 pounds of it, and he's blessing that in the name of what their real agenda is, climate control. Remember, we talked about this Pope. We talked about all the misgivings, and then he's from Villanova, he's American, so be quiet, Dom. I don't think so. But in addition to that, we're going to replay, and now we have it somehow or another. Henry, do you have any sense of how this was bumped up? I don't know. Now we have the sound of Madeline Dean. You can actually hear her, right? When she was hectoring.
Yeah, I guess
Johnson.
Someone got the inside scoop and just held on to it until last night.
Oh, maybe. Okay, because I don't see how you, with all that noise that was going on, how you can buffer it. Now, Mike Johnson's in trouble. And look, Johnson's got to be smoother than this. They're killing him. Headline, Mike Johnson stuns the political world by appearing to agree that Trump is unwell. So, first of all, you know, I wouldn't be rude. I'm not talking with Madeline Dean, though, if I'm Mike Johnson. I'm waving to her, saying, how's the family? And I'm continuing on. There's no reason to talk to this woman by anybody. You'll lose brain cells, first of all, by doing. I like to see a brain cell count from Mike Johnson now. After 5 minutes of that hectoring, she holds the two hands together and moves them in on you. The dean of decency. All right, here's what she said. You listen to Mike Johnson. They're going after him saying, yeah, he agrees that President Trump is unwell. Now, this is a woman who would go to the grave telling you how competent Joe Biden. I was just with Joe Biden the other day, Mary Gay and I in the Houlihan. Joe Biden's running rings around us, so much energy. He didn't even fall down when we were in the room. Here's Dean and Johnson.
Well,
the president is unhinged. He is unwell. What
are
you doing?
A lot of folks on your side are too. I don't control.
Oh my God, please. That performance in front of the generals? That
I didn't see it.
Is so dangerous. You know I serve on foreign affairs and appropriations. Yes. It's a collision of those two things. Our allies are looking elsewhere. Our enemies are laughing.
I just left.
You
the
have
speaker,
a president
sorry.
Who is you have a president who is unwell.
All right. How about going back? You know, I know you want to get rid of this woman. I told you, be polite. There's a way of be polite and keep moving. How's the family? See you later. You don't have to talk to her with this. That's not doctored. as far as I know, and he appears to be, according to people, they're just waiting for this on the other side, to tell us that, yeah, he's kind of nodding along. Well, what about your side, though? Yeah, Trump's unwell, but what about your side? Don't engage in this with her. I know you're trying to be polite. Just get out of there. You can be polite. You don't have to be polite and stand there and talk to Madeleine Dean. Okay. Now, the Pope. So this guy who is the, he's the Cardinal of Chicago, okay? Kupich is to the left of I don't know who, and as corrupt, in my view, as any of these archbishops and cardinals are. He wants to award the Lifetime Achievement Award to Dick Durbin, alleged Catholic. Now, I went back and I took a look at Durbin's voting record, as I knew it would be. I once had an opportunity, Henry, and he ran down a hallway to convention, so I never got the interview. He was pretty fast, too, at that point. It's like 20 years ago. Good work by Durbin. He voted against, for example, the bill that says if the baby survives, you have to give medical care. You know that one? I mean, look, you can be abortion and say, look, I think women have it. Okay, the baby survives. Yep, no medical care. That would undercut abortion. He voted to say, no, the baby doesn't get medical care. Among other things, his voting record is outstanding, according to NARAL. So how in the world was Kupich going to give him this award as a Catholic? Because he's so pro-immigrant. Now, this is a tell of this whole corrupt enterprise, the Catholic Church. Yeah. The guy in Chicago and the Pope. I'm going to play you what the Pope says about this. And you talk about straw man that this religious figure, Pope Leo, sets up here. This guy could give lessons to Democrats and Republican straw men that they set up. You know, it's the type of thing when we say with Jimmy Kimmel, freedom of speech. And we're saying we're not talking about freedom of speech. We're talking about the code of conduct in broadcast TV. By the way, Henry, did you happen to see this? There was a dead giveaway that there is one. Jimmy Kimmel, for a joke, and I thought it was pretty clever. He had the sidekick cursing. They bleeped it, saying, oh, the FCC is not listening now because they're shut in too. Mm-hmm. Underlining, that's not freedom of speech. That's what? A code of conduct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly what we said. There's a difference between untrammeled freedom of speech and a code of contact when you're on talk radio, when you're on ABC, that kind of thing. So listen to the Pope. And is he talking to you if you're a Catholic, even if a fallen Catholic, saying, A, these people that say in defense, because this caused a controversy, and now several bishops, good for these bishops. I have a list of about 20 of them across the country. They went nuts saying, you know what, buddy, this is over. We're not standing for this. You're not going to have an all out abortion Catholic get this Lifetime Achievement Award. No, not without a fight. So Durbin has bowed out. But the Pope's taken no prisoners. He gives his definition of life. You know, I've said it for every year in talk radio, and in the beginning, some people would come after me. I don't care if they say you can't be a Catholic and be in favor of the death penalty. I don't care. Pope Leo sat here in this chair. Henry's so good at getting EJ and Tony. Maybe you ought to try Pope Leo.
Might as well.
Go and take a shot. You're on a roll. And he said, well, you know, that means you're outside of God and all excommunicado. I'm still for the death penalty. I will be for the death penalty. I've always been for the death penalty. And you know the rules. If you're on trial for your life, in Dom's world, you're getting the very best defense attorney you can and a lot of resources, DNA, all that. But in many cases, all that won't help you because you know you did it. We had evidence that you did it. Maybe even like at Temple, the execution of Sergeant Fitzgerald. There's no doubt that guy did it. You can have all the defense attorneys and everything else you want. You're getting the death penalty. And then he says, are you really pro-life if you're committing indignities, if you're making life brutal, for he calls them immigrants? How many of these immigrants, by the way, are inside the walls of the Vatican? He's talking about illegal immigrants in this country. The White House fired back. Caroline Leavitt. We're trying to get her on, is a devout Catholic who holds prayer sessions before she goes out to meet the media many days. And I'm saying that they're out of bounds because they're nasty to immigrants. I don't operate heavy machinery. Here's Pope Leo.
Someone who says I'm against abortion but says I'm in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life.
Oh, really?
So someone who says that I'm against abortion but I'm in agreement with the inhuman treatment of immigrants
in
the United States, I don't know if that's pro-life. So they're very complex issues.
No, they're not.
I don't know if anyone has all the truth on them.
I think I do.
Ask first and foremost that there be greater respect for one another and that we search together both as human beings, in that case as American citizens or citizens of the state of Illinois, as well as Catholics, to say we need to, you know, really look closely at all of these ethical issues and to find the way forward as church. The church teaching on each one of those issues is very clear.
It is. I'm looking at the catechism. I don't see the milk bottle or anything else there now. You're talking about muddying the waters. So go ahead. Go ahead, Pope Leo. Agitate to say if you're for the death penalty, you're out of bounds. That's it. It's a mortal sin, whatever you want to call it. Just think about this guy. Equating innocent life with justice and something that gives us the chance, hopefully, if we do it enough, to strike the fear of God in people not wanting to commit so many crimes. And notice the straw man. Oh, you're so nasty, this treatment of immigrants. We were right about this guy. We were right about him all along, up and down the line. Now, the difference is, and they put their names on it, there were at least a dozen bishops, archbishops across the country who weighed in saying no. And complexity. How's it complex when your number one position, maybe the Pope would differ with that, is life, and this guy is anti-life. Up and down the line, Durbin is. Is that complex? The lecture. Well, this is complex. We have to study more. It's just a typical dodge. Who are these guys? Are they just the face of what's happened, you know, into the church and in general across the board? This is what you face? So if you are for the death penalty, you are not pro-life. That's what I'm taking out of this. And if you're for what ICE is doing, as far as removing people from the country that are here illegally, you're not pro-life. Isn't this a tell of where these guys are? At the same period of time, he blessed this huge block of ICE with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, the Terminator there. And guess who the Terminator, now Henry, be ready, it's your best impression, be on mic here. The Terminator said when he met her at this conference, he was starstruck. Who is that young woman?
How dare you?
Yes, Greta Thunberg. The Terminator is starstruck, direct quote, by Greta Thunberg.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. To put it my, oh, my God. And yeah, the Pope is blessing this giant block of ICE. I think we have it. We may have it on YouTube later. It's one of the cuts. All right. We got a great side question today. We got great guests coming by. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Mike Johnson's got to use his head. Can you imagine engaging with Madeleine Dean, not saying anything when she says the president's unwell? Just say, hey. You know, when are you guys going to quit? Oh, I have another in our series, the 14 points by the Chester County Democrats who have not responded, apparently, to Henry. They're sniffing him out as a fascist. Hey, Chester County Democrats, I know who you should feature on your website. That would be the Antifa people. They're having a covert underground 3-day training session right here in Philadelphia this weekend. I'll give you some of the details on that. Now, if they are a domestic terrorism group, maybe they should be busted. You know, we're told all the time, they're not a group, they're decentralized. Well, wait a minute. They're having this event here, maybe hundreds of them, on how to destroy our society. And if they come together, I'd say that's centralized. And I think if they're domestic terrorists, they ought to be taken in. That's an executive action. if they're plotting in this training, and I'm sure there's going to be more material, we're on it. On this, I'll give you the details. I've got a big announcement, too, for the Jack Cettarelli event that will be happening. And I have to thank Mike Donahue, the guy that's the running the event. He'll be with us down there, Henry, for his choice of pictures, which I'll explain in a moment. I don't know if you've seen it. Beautiful picture that he has up on the Cape Twitter. Here's the side question. Is it today or yesterday? I thought it was today that Marx dropped Das Kapital. I think it was today. That's okay.
I think it was today, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, commies, they don't care. Everything's okay. So in honor of that, the last time we did this, a year and a half ago, all-time worst idea. I'm going to put the word dumb in there, too, to give you a little bit more. Communism was the winner. Hard to beat. Well, communism, we're taking off. It's in honor of communism today. So I want, and Time had some unbelievable ones, one I objected to. They had the top 100 worst ideas of the century. And one of them, Henry, was getting a suntan.
What?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's cancer. There's all that type
there's
of stuff.
There's cancer in everything.
There you go. Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, you have a good tan. You really don't care. But they did have a couple of good ones. I'm going to take prohibition off the board. I thought that was a pretty good one. And one I have to get more details on, the Ugandan space program. Can you imagine?
Huh?
Yes. Uganda apparently had a space program. They were going to blast off. That's on the surface of
man.
It. Outrageous.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
They don't like the hair club for men. I think, come on, give guys a break. I have a bunch more here. Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision?
Yeah, didn't you ever hear smell-o-vision? You can actually smell what you're watching.
I would hate that. That sounds awful.
That
sounds
does.
Like I'd be gagging the
whole
time.
It's repulsive. It's like when Kramer said, the beach is my cologne. Yeah. They said, that's repugnant. Yeah. All right, what's yours, Henry?
So I'll take two off the board here. The first one I got to take off the board, I mean, an all-time bad idea, the Titan submersible.
Yeah,
what kind of people thought it'd be a good idea to put you in a giant tin can, you know, thousands of feet down the ocean? How are you controlling it? You're controlling it with an Xbox controller on a 25-inch, you know, monitor, and you're all sitting on the ground.
You know what? If that came out of the box, I gotta say, it's not the most entertaining, but it is the dumbest idea.
Yeah, I mean,
it is.
And they failed every safety inspection known to man up until that, you know, that fateful moment.
Yeah.
It's just a bad idea. And then the other one I'm going to take off, it's something we're currently living through right now, and I think it's only going to get worse, and that's the introduction of AI chatbots.
Yes.
A lot of people are using AI chatbots as companions, and I think it's a bad thing, because, I mean...
Not just companions, but also romantic partner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a romantic partner. Like I'm seeing there's an article yesterday that the Facebook chatbot's gonna start selling you things too. I mean,
well,
people aren't gonna be in relationships with other people. I mean, relationships with a screen. It just sounds like
I saw at Barrett today. They had could you have a chatbot talk show host? See, this is where I really get worried. We got to put the kibosh on this.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think a chatbot producer might be better, though. Just imagine. Ooh. They're running all over the place in the producer's lounge. You're doing it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love if the chatbot could just pull up the cuts whenever I needed them.
Answer
the
phones.
That'd be great. I wouldn't have to scramble.
What the hell do you want? That's a dumb idea. Yes. All right, Kirk.
So mine, and I think it's going to be agreed with our listeners, Twitter, and our YouTube chat, roundabouts. I can't stand them.
Yes, okay.
I can't drive through
you
them.
Hate
I
hate Europe.
I can't drive
through. You know what the tactic is on that? Yeah. You go slow, but you don't stop no matter what.
I have
you
to
aggressively
do, like,
go slow.
I have to do like a couple of Hail Marys, and I'm like, praise baby Jesus, please let me get through this roundabout without getting killed.
If I were a certifier, if you can drive, I'm taking you out driving through one of them. Yeah, that's
no,
going to be the
I
test.
Can't.
Oh, that'd be good. No, it's, you got to before you pass your driving test, we got to see how you enter this roundabout.
Yeah, exactly. And how about driving with the foot? You got 2 feet, use the other one. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in on that. Your reaction to the Pope. We have coming up Dave McCormick. We have E.J. Antoni, one of the first interviews after what happened there with the Trump administration. And who's the third there? We have
Jody.
Oh, Jody Del Barbara. big stuff on what's happening with the parade this year, among other things. All right, and who knows who else might pop in, but you're in right now at 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Welcome in. All right, one big announcement. I really got charged up yesterday when the word came down that this was on. You know, we're really looking forward to the Jack Cettarelli rally at the Seaport a week from tomorrow. Over 1,000 people registered already. You can register to the Republican Party there. They're going to be a big tribute to Charlie Kirk. Three of us are speaking, Rich, Matt Rooney, and myself. And we're doing the pregame show from Mulligan's.
Now, baby.
Now the, come on, you got to get on the job there, Pam. We need some fall summer White House shirts or fall White House shirts like the summer White House. Mulligan's in the fall. That's at 310 West Hildreth Avenue, right there in Wildwood, a stone's throw away or my football throw away from the Seaport. Well, it's a little exaggeration, maybe.
Football throw.
Football throw. I might bring a football to the Seaport, Henry. You know, a nice win there, I think 40 yards could be, could be in the air. You can throw, too.
I'd love to.
You think you can throw 40 yards?
We'll have to see. Yeah, I have to warm up the arm a little bit.
I think you have 40 yards in you.
Yeah, okay. You know, I tore this labrum back in high school. Who knows how good it is? I don't know. I'm just tempering expectations.
I tore both, yeah. All right, so, we better bring a football. I have that... Bridgestone football. Let me write myself a note. That is aerodynamic. A guy gave it to me at the event promising there's 40 yards in it. That's how crazy this is. All right. So we all already have a whole roster of people coming. The guy that just made incredible news, he and his colleague that founded Surge Philly, Frank Scales, jumped at a chance. He'll be there. You'll be able to meet him at Mulligan's. Scott Presler, I think, is going to make it because I know he's speaking over in North Wildwood for the rally part at 4 o'clock. So, get stoked up for the rally. Make a day of it. Have lunch there. Then come to the big rally. I've been talking to Jack Cettarelli's guy. I think he'll call in, but he might make it over there, depending. So, and Johnny, we have to reveal, I think we said this, really loves Joe Concha, who's on the show tomorrow. And we're already going to be asking Joe Concha to journey to Mulligan's. That's kind of a random guy, but I said, yeah, of course. When he was on, he was great the last time he was on.
Can't wait for him tomorrow.
Yeah, and he's working on a book, The 99 Most Disliked People. He says, Don Lemon, you can come up after a few beers and go, ah, come on, buddy. Don Lemon, yes, might be top 10. Just don't say Pelosi. Don't go with the old tire ones.
Yeah.
Jasmine Crockett might be in the top 10 at this point with a lot of people. All right, so that's all happening a week from tomorrow, both the rally, then the pregame show. It will be a fabulous day in Wildwood. If you haven't been before, here's one last chance this year. And it is such a, I think of the scenes of it, the debacle of Gravy losing out to Sauce big time. It was all-time defeat. Happened right there on those grounds. And I haven't rectified it yet.
No, you got to regroup. You got to figure out a new strategy and then attack it a different way.
Yeah, like bring in a bunch of ringers and have them vote another way and say Gravy won.
No, yeah, you need some like spies in there, some like espionage, like getting in people's ears. Like
exactly.
Can you believe this guy calls it Sauce? Like,
well, the people counting the ballots were all Italian and all pro-Gravy. We still couldn't win. Extreme, Frank of South Philly was one of the judges. Yeah. Roe was crazy. I was looking at her face. It was like she lost the presidential election.
Stunned disbelief.
As the votes came in, she kept looking for more. There were 300 votes. We're counting there forever.
She was looking for more votes? Wow, she really is a politician.
Yeah. Leslie Fishapine was counting, too. And it was just a shocking defeat. Okay. So make plans on that. We'd love to see you. It is a great spot, great drinks, great food. And you'll love the guests and love the stuff that come our way. All right. So we are looking for the all-time worst dumb idea, communism, essentially, Das Kapital. And when you read Marx, when you read the stuff this guy wrote, how in the world was this successful? You read Thomas Jefferson, you know, back in the day, and the language a bit stilled it for now, but it was inspiring, lifting. This stuff reads like George Costanza doing the books on tape, the whole thing. You know, with that annoying voice.
His own voice.
Henry, could we, you think it's on tape somewhere, a book's on tape, a sample of somebody reading a Karl Marx book?
Yeah.
If you, yeah. I would
think, if it sells, I think someone would do it eventually.
But I mean, is there like, just they give you a cut without paying, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, let me look.
I'd love to hear a guy reading from Karl Marx, books on tape. And can you imagine sitting around, like, how in the world did this succeed? It was right for the time. So all-time dumb idea. Democrat Party, that's already taken off. Okay, we get we get that. All right, 855-839-1210. I'd love to get your reaction to the Pope. Now, more details on this coming up. I'll give you the Antifa covert action this week, but I wanted to make sure, because I don't think you're going to hear this anywhere else. Kudos to the, I'm on so many different sites. That's where the information comes from. The people send me stuff. The Delaware Republican Party is doing a good thing. They're going after the University of Delaware to address a student TV network's violent messaging. Apparently, in a recent episode, they say, University of Delaware, of the biweekly show, which is an SNL-style program produced under the University of Delaware's supervision, the end credits included this: a special thanks to Charlie Kirk's killer. Now, just think about how many of them put this up and put this up there at the end of this student-produced Saturday Night Live thing. Special thanks to Charlie Kirk's killer. They got caught. And now the Delaware Republicans are wanting to know who's in charge, how did this happen, what's going to happen to the people that put up in the credits special thanks to Charlie Kirk's killer. All right. You know, there's got to be some comeuppance on this stuff. It's one thing you say something nasty about Trump or you, whatever. But special thanks to Charlie Kirk's killer. Faculty, others looking at this, people didn't see this, or did they think it was funny? Can't you take comedy? It's satire. All right. Way to go, Delaware Republicans. Stick on that. Keep on that. All right. I'll give you the Antifa stuff coming up. You get in at 855-839-1210 at 1 o'clock. Dr. E.J. Antoni. He got rejected. Nomination pulled. We'll find out his thoughts on going through that process to be the head of Bureau of Labor Statistics. The upsides, he's an all-time great economist, and he's free now to speak his mind and come on with us. And Henry just ran. Oh, yeah, this is the Michette line here. Yeah, here he is. Even in the middle of this controversy, coming on. He's here at 1, and I feel so bad for the guy going through this. The shots they took at him and all, I mean, just brutal. He's back at Heritage. We'll talk with him about all that. But you get in at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Hit us also with your thoughts on Pope Leo. Are you pro-life? If you're a Catholic particularly, you're pro-life, and you support the death penalty. Nope, not with this guy. Can you imagine the audacity? Go ahead. Put it down as doctrine. Do an encyclical. Speak from the chair. Just in one day, this guy showed what the Catholic Church is about, blessing this giant block of ice with Schwarzenegger and Thunberg and these other crazies. It's about climate, and it's about illegal immigrants. They want illegal immigrants. Easier to deal with, more Catholics. Those of us who complain about their corruption, well, you're out of the family business then. You're not pro-life anymore. You're probably not a Catholic. So is being for the death penalty, Pope, a mortal sin? Is that where we're going to come down, or some kind of sin? You're the one whose morality, in my judgment, is off here, big time. And this guy in Chicago, honoring Dick Durbin, a guy who said if the baby survives, no medical procedures. Just think about that. You kind of skipped over that, telling us how complex. It's not complex. And you're not going to make it complex. 855-839.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
12-10. What a stimulating reader. I should have put that in Seinfeld. All right. Thank you, Henry, for finding that. That's from Das Kapital.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
And the world is aflame with stuff.
I told him that exactly the same thing.
The whole thing's free online. It was very easy to find.
Oh, my. Of course. It should be free.
Yeah,
commies. Come on. And Mandani, oh man, can I read that on tape? Get somebody to read my tape.
Yes. That'd be so funny if he had an audiobook of this.
Exactly. Oh yeah. You know, we have to look into more books on tape to see if there's any stuff out there, because the read is generally just mind-boggling. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, what's the worst books out there?
Yeah, the worst books. Yeah, if you know of one, let us know. That's Das Kapital dropping. All-time worst idea is what we are looking for. By the way, I just saw this is a really good sign for the big election in Jersey. For the first time since New Jersey mail-in balloting began for 2025 governor, Republicans requested more single election ballots than Democrats, a measure of enthusiasm. And that's for this week. And right now, Republicans are up 7 points more red than this point in 2024. And that's during the Trump, as far as mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballot return dates, they give all that. That is such a good sign. And those of you fighting the mail-in ballot thing, you're kind of like the last Japanese soldiers in a cave on Iwo Jima. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, think about it in a football game. You're down like 100-0 as the ball gets kicked off. I mean, it's depressing. Stop it already. There are ways to do this. Early voting in Jersey is the way to go. It breeds enthusiasm. It breeds we're in this to win it. And we definitely are. I think it's better than even money. I'm not going to go crazy and say Cetarelli probable. But it's moving a little bit toward that. And after this big rally and after the stuff we do in Wildwood, it's really going to help with South Jersey. So bring a lot of people. Get them down there. Mulligan's pregame show. Then over with Rich, he'll be broadcasting from the big rally at the Seaport. It's going to be a huge day. All right, I'm going to take a couple calls here coming up. All-time dumbest idea. Here's the headline. Antifa to host covert training conference in Philadelphia. They're hosting a 3-day training conference for fellow anti-fascists this week, despite Democrats insisting that it's not an organization. The annual Philly Share Convergence will occur over the coming Friday through Sunday, according to an advertisement circulating in Antifa circles. So-called skill shares are educational sessions where activists gather to learn street-level strategies. This year's skill fair is slated to offer a series of hour-long workshops, including a lesson on evading law enforcement and eluding capture. Don't turn yourself in. Be a fugitive. That particular course will teach preparedness practice and tactics for resisting state coercion. Other instructional panels range from a tutorial on applying radio technology, federated social media for anarchists, a crash course in connecting with far-left forums. Call Kavaktia Social, for example, is a server allowing fascist cohorts such as Antifa International to convene online. Yet, this is not centrally organized. That's what the Inquirer would have you believe. How dare you call this? Now, if this is a domestic terrorist organization, I would argue, hopefully, they're going to be good at infiltrating these losers. And we are going to see some arrests this weekend. Oh, my God. What about freedom of speech? Is it really that? They're a domestic terrorist group. This is like, the Klan or something that we're looking at here. That's what these people are up to. Get lasers, blind people in the federal building. Henry's working on getting on this woman that was on with Waters last night. It got attacked. She's a journalist who exposed this, what it's like in Portland. Blocks around the ICE center there have been taken over by Antifa. And yet the police. Now, all I have to tell you about the Portland police, Who is it that rose in the ranks to be in charge of day-to-day in Portland? Danielle Lawless. No, I'm sorry, Danielle Outlaw.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Danielle Outlaw. Can you imagine? Yeah, Danielle Outlaw, I want to be a cop. She was in charge when Andy Ngo was beaten almost to death there in Portland. That's what Portland's about. They don't like it now that Trump is not going to take it anymore. And rightfully so. And they're going to be putting federal troops in there if they have to. I would secure those blocks and arrest some of these people and have them pick up the trash. Can you imagine? They've taken over blocks where people don't go that all lead into the... I've said this many times. I've covered this, as you know, the Wall Street protesters. What were they? They're blanking on the name of them. The ones that hung out in their own urine and slept in it down in City Hall and all that. And every one of them had a title.
Occupy Wall Street?
Occupy Wall Street, yeah. And they would do this thing, mic check. So when I started to speak at this one thing, they would start screaming, mic check. And that means all of them start talking. So what you have to do is you have to fake like you're going to talk and then not talk.
You pull out Frank Scales?
Yeah, pull out Frank Scales. And then move the mic back like you're going home and then start talking. It drives them nuts. But they were actually sleeping in their own litter and trash right there at the concourse of City Hall. That's what we're dealing with here, although Antifa is just much more violent. They'll do anything. Coming to Philadelphia. Why Philadelphia? They know this is fertile ground. They heard about the commie Chinese party flag. We haven't heard back, right, from anybody in the Harrisburg? Okay. Yeah. Hopefully, they'll respond to this and let the city of Philadelphia be aware how out of bounds this is. All right? I have faith in Van Drew and others that we gave it to yesterday. All right, let's go to, let's go to the Earl of Tacony here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Regarding Pope Leo, yes. I have a joke. I don't believe it's blasphemous. It's an old joke. But Pope Leo does realize that the only reason he has his job is because of the federal death penalty, right?
Okay.
If Jesus wasn't killed by the government, he wouldn't have his job.
Yeah.
So okay. there is that. And I like how they have all this Antifa training. And like I've always said before, if you look at January 6th and all the stuff that they're doing, it looks like all the stuff they did in Portland and stuff like that, where they trained them how to attack the police and everything. It was just so obvious when you look at them, and they get the same training everywhere they go. And they say they're nonviolent.
Well, on top of which, they are an organization. They may be decentralized a little bit, but they are an organization. They're not just individual people. They act as cells. That's part of the deal. But they come together to, you know, to hold this conference, Earl. That's the evidence right there. What's your side today?
My side, I've been lazy all week. I haven't been feeling well, so I'm just going to play to the to the host heart. And I'm going to go Godfather 3. I mean, did we really need that? I mean, the first movie was too long. The second movie was too long. They combined the two together into the epic, which was incredibly long. And someone thought, let's make a trilogy. It's like, no. Hey, wonder what happened to Michael after he slammed the door in Kay's face. No one cares. You know, how about, no, don't do it. And they did it anyway.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, Dan had a good one, Henry. I wrote it down. But a film that you haven't seen, but you think everybody should. It's kind of an offbeat side question.
Yeah, well, the film. Wait. So phrase that again. Yeah. Is it a film I've seen that you think other people should see, or a film that you haven't seen?
You haven't seen, but you believe everybody should
everyone
see.
Else has seen. Well, we talked about one yesterday. I've never seen The Exorcist.
Okay. All right. There you go. Right. Yeah. I think, I would put that on my top 100 that everybody should see that. Yeah. It's well done.
But expand on Earl's answer there. There's so many sequels out there that come 20, 30 years later that just fall
but
flat. Like
Godfather
that.
3 is the biggie because of the sacred nature.
Right.
Of the other two. Yeah. So, okay. That's a good answer.
Star Wars.
By the way, I kind of in my head have tomorrow's side question already. Since the Phillies on Saturday play the L.A. Dodgers, things associated with L.A., Southern California, Hollywood, I think will garner, unless we find something overwhelming between now and then. I kind of like that.
I can't wait for the Shohei chants.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, same thing they did with Strider. Shohei.
Well, you know, I'm prepared to say that technically, if he has a few more years like this of actually pitching, he is the greatest player of all time in baseball.
He will be up there for sure. If he keeps hitting at this rate, too.
Yeah, right.
Like I saw, you know, he's got the most homers on a new team through through 2 years in MLB or third all time.
How's a guy like that steal 50 bases? He doesn't look like
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Does he play in the field at all?
No, not anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, 800 million. Why are you playing in the field?
Yeah, we're already pitching and hitting.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Coming up a little bit more on this Antifa convention here in Philadelphia. And again, make plans. Weather should be fine. Wildwoods all day, essentially. Well, noon till 7. We're going to be down there with Jack Citterelli, Rich, Matt Rooney, the pregame show with Johnny Z over at Mulligan's. No other station does stuff like this. It takes a lot to pull it off because it's like 2 hours away, you know, to be taking all that infrastructure. But thanks to Johnny and thanks to the whole operation with Mike Donahue. By the way, Henry, did you see the poster they put up? They announced the speakers. I think you put it up by now. Nice picture of me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Oh, well, of course.
Well, so don't come shocked and say, what the hell? Yeah. I think it's 20 years ago. It may be 15. It may be 15. Yeah, if, Cape GOP. I don't know if he put it up. If you can't, he texted it to me. And nice promotion of the summer White House, too. All right. 855-839-1210. It's a good time, though, to tell you, for years, we've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Omega-3s as part of my daily routine. They support a healthy heart and cholesterol levels. They reduce inflammation. They promote joint comfort. Taking them is one of the easiest things to do, what I do for my health. So now it's your turn. Give your body the support it needs to stay healthy, strong, and active with one of Rescue Omega-3 supplements. Right now, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any Rescue Omega-3 supplement, including the most popular Rescue 1250s. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use that code OMEGA50, OMEGA50 online at res-q.com. Remember, use that code OMEGA50, OMEGA50, buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. This is the good stuff at res-q.com. So, Henry, you'll be coming to the summer White House this time, right? You'll be in charge there on the floor?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, watch out for Johnny Z. He just tweeted, hey, at Henry Machette, how on God's green earth have you never seen The Exorcist? That's ridiculous.
You know what? I said it a little bit of it yesterday. I know, like, the scene where, like, she, like, pukes, right?
Yeah.
That stuff skeeves me out so bad. It's the only reason I haven't watched. I'm not scared by horror movies, like, at all. It's just those types of things, like a David Cronenberg movie, like those no.
Sounds like you better watch it before next Friday.
I think I have to.
Exactly.
Well, tis the season. I gotta watch a lot of horror movies this
month.
And I'll be there. I'll be there as well.
All right, Kirk, have you seen The Exorcist?
Yes.
Okay.
It's gross.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I'm validated.
You're validated.
Man, Johnny, jumping on that one. So we might use that as a side question. Tomorrow it's going to be the LA thing, I think, though. So think long and hard on that. Something associated with person, place, or thing. Those are always fun with the Dodgers coming to town. This is cut 9, Henry. The sticking point, the back and forth of Democrats trying to tell the American people that no. This isn't about Medicaid / money / all kinds of things going that the big, beautiful bill stopped for people that are here illegally. It's about Democrats wanting us to continue to pay those health care costs. Listen to Ro Khanna saying the quiet part out loud, that's exactly a big part of this. Cut 9.
In terms of health care, the reality is they're just not being honest. The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion of the Medicaid cuts or the Affordable Care Act, if at all. And so we can argue that point, but the reality that even the vice president would acknowledge, that anyone who looks at the numbers will acknowledge, is 90 to 95% of the funding we're talking about is talking about funding for American citizens.
Okay, well then let's stop. Wait a minute. Let's stop that 10%. You know, just snap your fingers. It's not. But just stop it. We're not going to do that. Take that out. Reaffirm that that's illegal. You can't do it in any way, shape, or form. They don't want to do that. They want to bypass the big, beautiful bill and put that back in. And that is a major point of contention. Plus, they want to spend about $1.5 trillion more. And back and forth we go. I do think within the week, though, this will be settled one way or another. We'll ask Dave McCormick, will be here tomorrow, where he sees this going as far as settlement. But coming up, real treat. Can hardly wait to what he says about the numbers and the shutdown. That would be one, Dr. E.J. Antoni from the Heritage Foundation, whose nomination was dropped by the Trump administration this week to be the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, where some of the problems are. So jump on board, 855-839-1210, E.J. Antoni next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.